There's no question that 2018 has been wet in our area. And all of that rain and snow has caused some serious damage in the Pittsburgh region. In addition to the city's three rivers flooding high enough to shut down major roads, landslide after landslide has forced people from their homes and collapsed a part of Route 30. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that in the coming years, climate change will likely bring even more rain, creating prime conditions for even more landslides.
In the Northside neighborhood of Spring Hill, early 20th century houses look out over cinematic views of downtown Pittsburgh. After landslides hit the neighborhood this February, about a half dozen of the structures were condemned under imminent threat, including Randall Miller's home.
I'm probably looking, I don't even know, $20,000 in damage at this point is my guess.
We're standing in the laundry room, which sustained the worst of the damage. Everything smells like mildew.
When I have time, I need to get in here and cut this carpet out and shovel out this mud if I can.
So I see broken glass on the floor, some bits of wall.
It must have shifted the house because, like, this didn't leak before, obviously, so, like, that rain's coming through.
Landslides have always been an issue for the city due to its steep hills, clay soil, and narrow valleys. But they usually occur in late spring and early summer, Pittsburgh's rainier season. By comparison, winters are typically pretty dry, even if the soil's wet because plants have yet to sprout and pull water from the ground. But this February was exceptionally rainy, with higher than average temperatures and little vegetation to hold the land together.
So when we see an incredibly wet February like we had, that's superimposed on soils that are already wet, and that's sort of put in motion a whole sequence of damaging landslides.
Francis Ashland is a research geologist for the U.S. Geological Survey. He says, according to the unofficial historic record, the last time it rained this much during a February was 1891.
You know, Pittsburgh's fortunate that winter storms of this magnitude aren't more frequent, because there would probably be even a larger hazard in this season than there is.
Unfortunately, rainy Februarys for Pittsburgh are probably going to be more common due to climate change. Like the rest of the world, temperatures in western Pennsylvania are about a degree centigrade warmer compared to a century ago. Neil Donahue, an atmospheric chemist at Carnegie Mellon University, grew up in Pittsburgh and says he remembers when winters were colder.
I used to go skating on play ice hockey out on a public pond in Fox Chapel when I was a kid. You can't do that anymore. I just plop right into the water.
Donahue says climate change models show that not only is it getting warmer, but weather patterns will be more extreme, meaning wet places are getting wetter and dry places drier.
Pittsburgh is reasonably humid. Another thing about more extreme weather is the tendency to kind of drizzle may see a bit of a transition to more extreme rainfall, so more heavy rainfall events.
There are things the city can do to adapt to the changing climate. Jordan Fishbach is co-director of the RAND Corporation's Water and Climate Resilience Center. He says one way is to capture and divert heavy rain through green infrastructure.
The basic idea is to use nature as a means of both slowing down, storing, and treating this stormwater.
The city's already doing some of this by landscaping native plants and placing rocks in strategic areas. Pittsburgh's also gathering information about soil conditions and stormwater drainage to identify vulnerable areas. Though the focus shouldn't only be on infrastructure, says Fishbach, but also preparedness.
Making sure that we have alternate transportation routes, that emergency vehicles can get through in other ways if we do have a key street or a key bridge that goes out because of a landslide.
Back on Spring Hill, Randall Miller says he probably won't be able to move home until September because right now the ground's still moving. He points to a neighbor's house more than 100 feet up the hill.
You know, the big threat at this point is whether or not his house will fall down.
Hopefully, that house doesn't fall down and take Miller's with it. Landslides aren't covered in his homeowner's insurance policy. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.